This section talks about Jack as a master of ceremonies.
Say, what is a master of ceremonies anyway?
Well, a master of ceremonies is a fellow that's handsome, dresses well, knows a lot of good jokes, and is generally cute.
Wouldn't you like to say something nice to Mr. Benny?
Yes, I would. Yes.
I want you to be a gentleman. I want you to be a fine gentleman tonight.
Yes, yes.
Look how well Jack behaves himself.
He's rehearsed it.
Oh, yes.
Well, Jack, I'm waiting for Claudette Colbert. You know, she and I are going to do a play together.
Oh, you and Claudette? Well, what do I do in it?
Nothing. You just introduce us.
Oh, you mean I introduce you and Claudette and then I can go home?
That's 28 breakfasts and 28 lunches.
What about your dinners, boss?
Oh, I'll probably be master of ceremonies at a lot of banquets. You know.
Oh, yes, we wrote those letters, didn't we?
Yes.
Don, announce Kenny's song and give him a good build-up, will you?
Sure, I'll handle it.
Here it is. Oh, this is a riot.
Well, never mind the build-up. Just read it.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Abe, you don't mind if I describe you to our radio audience, do you? After all, a little word picture wouldn't be amiss.
No, I'll go right ahead, but just be careful what you say, that's all.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not start that all over again. This is my program, and I'll say anything I want to.
You're going
to
sound awfully funny with my fist in your mouth.
Jack set the tone. For example, he cleared his throat before being serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is American Brotherhood Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting next week at the same time.
As a master of ceremonies, Jack paid attention to everything around him.
Dennis, you're fired. Anyway, Don, get out, scram kid. Anyway, Don, I think I'll send you, leave the music here, Dennis, it's not yours.
I wish Harry Lauder was on this program. I'd like to get one skirt. You know, that's my first big laugh. You know that.
In this scene, Rochester needed to stand back from the microphone.
More people felt that way than...
Oh, Mr. Benny, dinner's ready!
Where are you? Oh, on Christmas Day, you know.
What was that?
Now, Rochester.
Wow. Kiss me, Kate.
What?
Come here, baby. Hey, hold on there. Rather dropping script.
Dennis Day singing his latest picture recording. Man, you can get killed around here. That was Dennis Day singing his latest picture recording, Mamselle. And now, ladies and gentlemen... everything falls down on us. No rehearsals. Anything happens, you know?
Jack helped performers when they needed it.
Well, you see, you're a little light, Joan. I'll tell you what. On the way back, I'll let Dennis sit on your lap.
Put Don Wilson there. That'll do the trick.
Okay, anything you want, Joan.
The guest is nervous, but Phil and Jack make him look good.
Certainly.
Gee, I wish I could do that.
Why?
With a wind-up like that, there'd be no one that could hold me.
You're not kidding.
How long were you in the service?
Right up to the armistice.
Well, well.
I got my discharge and my barber's degree the same day.
We're all a little nervous today, I think. Well, with all that experience, you certainly can be in our play tonight. Folks, our production of Submarine D1 will go on immediately after the next number.
Say, Buck, am I going to be in it?
Well, Andy, we've got a full crew. The only thing we need is a steam whistle.
Well,
how would you like to play the part of a whistle? Will you wait till I ask you, Andy? How would you like to play the part? It'll help your answer.
Just think, but for that, I might have been known as Nugget Jack, the Klondike Kid. Mary, can't you just see me digging for gold?
No, I seem to see you burying it.
Well, it's hot here, folks, this week. That's why that joke was bad, but it's
fine. Dennis says his line wrong, so Jack asks him to repeat.
Yesterday, I took a boat cruise on Lake Mead. Gee, he was the most beautiful boat I ever saw.
What'd you say, Dennis?
I said he was the most beautiful boat I ever saw.
Dennis, you mean she was the most beautiful boat.